So DC Beer Week got its start 7 years ago. Can you talk a little bit about what prompted its launch and how the event has changed over the years?
The main reason why we launched DC Beer Week was actually kind of a jealousy thing. I mean, my buddy Jeff Wells and I, who co-founded the week with me, we used to travel to different beer weeks across the country. And we were saying to ourselves, you know, DC is developing such a great craft beer culture. Why don't we throw our own DC Beer Week and, you know, show what the craft beer industry and DC have going on and really show it off to the public?
I mean, were there even any packaging breweries in DC at that time?
No, there weren't any production breweries in Washington, DC when we started the week. And now there's what, like 40, 50, something like that?
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
It seems like there's one every day, but yeah, it's crazy. The people who were about to open those breweries were definitely part of the week. And I think they had that in the back of their minds as their ultimate goal.
It's grown in a lot of different ways. You're going from a beer week that used to feature a lot of what we call out of market beers, you know, beers from other states in parts of the country, to a beer week where you have an event, for instance, at Church Key on Thursday night, that's going to be featuring 55 taps of different beers made right here in DC. So that's one of the biggest changes I think we've seen so far.
So this year you guys are offering quite a bit of educational opportunities. Can you talk about these events and if they're panels or lectures or what people can expect?
The Heyrick House Museum, which is a nonprofit up in DuPont, used to be the home of probably the longest brewer in D.C., Christian Heyrick. They are helping us by coordinating an educational event series this year. We're providing things like teaching people how to pair beer and food, teaching people how to cook with beer. We're having a policy panel on Monday night that talks about, you know, local and national policy that goes into craft beer. There's a lot of behind the scenes work there, and also history.
And as far as other events going on throughout the week, what are the big highlights? Which are the ones that we can't miss?
We have a marquee event each day of the week. So starting on Saturday, we're going to be having the Brouhaha, which is our kickoff at Old Ebbitt. And that's a great food and beer pairing event. 20 different beers paired with 20 different tastes of food from local chefs and breweries. On Tuesday, we're having Port City bringing the best of Virginia to DC at the Heyrick House and the event's called Commonwealth Classics. On Thursday, like I mentioned, is the Church Key Total Tap Takeover. Friday, we're having a magical mystery dinner with DC Brow, and DC Brow is pairing up with Chef Mike Friedman of Redhead and All Purpose to have attendees driven to a mysterious location to have a 5-course meal. So we're really excited about that. And on Saturday, we're having a DMV closing celebration. So we're featuring events in the district at Atlas Brewworks, and that's the DC Brewers Guild Atlas Brewworks event. In Maryland at Denizens, they're having their Make It Funky Festival featuring sour, funky beers. And then in Shirlington, Capital City's Oktoberfest is more traditional Oktoberfest type of celebration, a family event. So we're trying to expand out on our closing day to show that craft beer is really thriving throughout the region.